We in. We're in. Boom! Wow, this is exciting. Monday, what time is it? Almost 11 a.m. The first episode in the new Ins and Outs podcast studio. It's exciting times. Feel strange. I don't know whether to look at the camera or to look at Jake, but we'll figure it out. I guess you're all wondering who the fuck is Jake?
Who the fuck is Jake?
Who the fuck is Jake? But we'll get to that. Yeah, guys, welcome. It's been a long time coming. If you've been listening to the podcast via iTunes, Spotify, all that jazz, now you can put a face to the voice, I guess. I'm your host. I'm Kane Silver. Kind of running a new kind of flavor for the format, for the podcast, I should say. So it's not just going to be interview-based. We're going to do a weekly episode, kind of dive into different things, different topics, what's happening in the world, dance-wise, talk about things we like, have a few fun segments. And I'm really fortunate that I've had someone join the team, join the crew. I have the camera ninja, now the computer assassin, the white Asian looking dude. I have producer Jake.
What's up? What's happening?
AKA Kane's camera bitch. Oh. So yeah.
Can I resign yet?
No, not yet. Day one. Welcome to the job.
Thank you, man. Pleasure to be here.
This is exciting. I know, it's exciting. How did this even happen? I feel like you pressured me into this.
I did, sort of. Well, so we met 4 years ago.
Yeah,
That Shine event hosted by Fiona. Shout out Fiona.
Fiona Richardson, big dance company.
And that I took your class. You were like the first like advanced class I took.
Yeah. Wow.
How we got here, I don't know.
No, me either. I just feel like I taught you there and I just feel like I connected with you. I just saw, because you were very new to dance, right?
Yeah, so that was like 6 months in after I started dancing.
Like, and I just remember being like, oh shit, he's like intelligent. Not the fact that you weren't, not the fact that you were good, but like, you were good for someone who'd been dancing for such a short amount of time. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But you were intelligent, because I could see you were like, figuring things out. It was kind of like you wanted to know like, the logical way behind stuff to make it work, as opposed to just teach me some dance moves.
Yeah.
Like most
I've
people go in.
Why does this work?
Mm.
Like, yeah, I guess I go into depth of questioning. And then you came and taught at our school a few times.
Yeah, come and taught here.
And about 6 months ago, that was it. You came to this gym a few times. I think that's.
Yes, I did.
And then about 6 months ago, I was like, bro, we need to do a video version of this.
Yeah, so people that don't know, this is our new podcast studio / photography studio in Jake's gym and dance studio that he's got here. So it's kind of like our little, well, his little hub, his little playground. It's fucking dope. JG Fitness.
Represent.
And now we're here, yeah. And I feel like we probably spoke about this for like a month, 2 months?
Yeah.
Like it's come up in the past, you were like, you should make it video, and I was always like, nah. Nah. I was like, nah, I'm not
like
that guy.
Every few weeks.
I'm not that guy. I just like talking to people. It's too much effort. I couldn't even edit a podcast. And then you wanted to take on the challenge.
Break you down eventually.
Yeah.
Break down.
Yeah, what made you want to take on the challenge? That's the question.
I think I really like watching people succeed. So I always, if I see someone doing a project, I'll go, okay, how can I make it better? How can I make it bigger? Like, I'm always very project orientated. And I like, as I said, I like developing people and turning their dreams into kind of reality. All my friends get so annoyed because I'm always asking a question like, how can I make it bigger? What's next sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you were just a victim of that, unfortunately.
Yeah, but it's dope because I always feel like I get these extravagant ideas, like, especially like if I'm driving or like, it's always when I'm driving or if at night and I've had a drink and Georgia's asleep and like I've got no one to talk to, my brain like ticks and I get all these dope ideas. And then every time I ever tell someone an idea, they always like, not shut it down, but they're always a bit like, don't be so fucking stupid. Right. Like that's unachievable. Like that's not realistic. Do you know what I mean? Like even when I wanted to start the podcast just as an audio format of one microphone in a shitty room, like it felt like, to other people, it felt like such a far thing to make happen.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Let alone actually have people listen to it and like enjoy it.
And you're proving them wrong.
And then like, what? So this will be episode 148 or 149.
Something like that.
Something around there. Might be wrong. But yeah, like and we're here. But you're the only person that I feel like I've, not the only, but one of the people that I've spoke to about stuff, and you go, do it.
Yeah.
And everyone else kind of goes, yeah, but this might not work. And you go, yeah, but just do it.
Just do it.
And I'm like, okay.
I think, yeah, it's about problem solving. It's just about, like, how can you find a way to make it into reality? And that's what, I don't know, you have that mindset that you go, fuck it, let's try it.
Well, what's the worst that's going to go wrong?
Exactly. People would point and laugh.
I mean, I'm used to that. it's not the first time.
Ginger, I guess.
Ginger, pale, 5'8". It's not the first time that's happened. Don't worry about it.
No.
Yeah, so we're here. Can't believe it. And if you're watching on YouTube, welcome to the first one. If you're listening, keep listening or go and watch on YouTube, and then you get to see what's popping. So we got a few things that we're going to go through today. I guess I want to kind of talk about my weekend. It's been a lovely weekend. Sundays are my favorite days. We have the Ins and Outs podcast training program, which happens in Swindon. It's based out of Wilkes Academy. And we run it monthly. I used to do it in Birmingham. And now we do it on a Sunday in Swindon. And it varies between like 20 and 25 people. We had 30 yesterday. It felt busy yesterday.
In a good way, though.
Yeah, and night. It wasn't overcrowded, but it was a good energy in the room. And it's my baby. It's the best thing I ever did, as well as start this podcast, is start that program. Because I feel like, so we had Alex Schorndorf come and teach. She is fucking incredible. So like, she's a very good friend of mine, known her for over 10 years. And she's just one of the dopest dancers and dopest teachers out there. And we had her come and teach yesterday, and she was incredible. And even she said there was something about, like, that environment where it feels like it's not just, like, a class. It's like everyone's kind of like a family. And because they see each other for 4 weeks straight. And for people who've done it longer, like Connor, who's done it every month since it's ever began a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of has that safe family feel where you can be vulnerable and still succeed.
Yes, it's like a place of development.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like a show and tell. I'm coming to class to prove myself.
And I think that's what you get with having like 4 consecutive weeks. It's like week one, everyone's a bit like, ooh. And then week two, everyone's like, I love this place.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone grows as like a unit, which is so, it's wicked to see.
And it felt like that yesterday, especially having like Alex come in, who none of them have ever learned from her, I don't think, maybe 2 of them. And like, they taking on that challenge of going, this is new, this is someone new. And like, I don't know, it was such a dope day, man. Like, I got home last night, I had a few gins, I celebrated on my own. I was just so happy with how well yesterday went. And like how well the program goes overall. But like, you know, when you bring in a guest teacher, it's quite scary in the sense that like, I want the students in the program to be good for her.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And I want her to go, that's a good thing, and I'll be like, that's fucking shit. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, yeah,
but I also want them to love her.
Yeah,
because I want them to go, yeah, I want them to go, oh my God, that was amazing. What a dope experience we had.
Yeah.
So even like picking teachers to come and teach is a bit like, it's challenging because I have to like kind of not put my preference aside, but like find the balance of what I want them to have, but what they'll enjoy and what they need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I think you attract students. Like, they're all there to train their asses off. And you attract, like, no one there slags. Everyone's really supported. I think you supported, rather. You attract a very particular type of clientele. And they're normally always super hardworking, which is why you get that environment.
Mm.
So I think no matter what teacher you brought in, they would tackle it.
Yeah. And I also think I would never bring in a whack teacher.
No.
Like, I wouldn't bring in someone that I know can't teach. Or someone that gives bad material and can teach.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I really like want to try and bring in the best of both. And it's like I said yesterday, I'm really fortunate that my friends are really fucking dope. Because it's like, I get to enjoy spending time and seeing them.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I've had Michael Naylor come and teach. I've had John teach.
Yeah.
I had Alex Schorndorf come and teach yesterday. Like in the past, I've had like Natalie Gilmore, like James Marino, like, well, James didn't teach, he did a Q&A, but like, dope people who are super high up in the industry and like very respective, but all amazing at their craft, and they're my friends.
Yeah.
Like, and there's something dope about that.
You said yesterday you and Alex go back. How did you two meet?
I feel like you only have this thing in your head where you just remember like being in a class together, but you actually don't really know how you met.
Yeah.
It's one of them. Yeah, like we were in class probably at like Pineapple. Or like Studio 68 in like 2000 and when she moved to London, I don't know, 2010 maybe. And I just remember she was in Mihat or John's class, one of them. I just remember being like, yo, who's the new girl? Like, she's dope. Like, and she was just better than everyone. Right. You know what I mean? And she was new. And that was like pre-social media. You can stalk people and figure out who they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It was a bit like, who's this? Like, never seen her before. Can't like ask her name and figure out who she is. Can't find a video of her doing anything. One of them. And then just kind of from being in the same circles, kind of built a friendship and seeing her in class and just always watching her develop. And then we did a few jobs together. We did Jason Derulo together, which was, yeah, super dope. Like, that was one of my, like, a huge job for me. And I imagine it was for her too. So just things like that. And you just connect with someone. And then we just became friends. And like when I lived in LA, she moved out probably when I had like a year. I was there for another year when she moved out. And it was kind of like, oh, we both have someone here that's like, is not a new friend. Do you know what I mean? That you can like, we go on hikes and like shit like that. We just hang out and take class. But like, it was a friendship as a friendship more than just a dance friendship. But yeah, man, she's just super dope and she's super cool. Yeah. Like,
you can tell
super cool.
So relaxed.
And she's not one of those girly girls, which is like, and I don't mean this in a horrible way, but she's not bitchy and moany. Like, do you know what I mean? She just comes, we kick it. It's real. Like, whenever when she was in LA and I was back here, whenever she'd come back to London, I'd always travel to London and I'd be like, we're going for food. Like, we're going to hang out. Like,
kept that relationship.
Yeah. And it was like, she's one of those people that I always put a lot of effort into our relationship. And like, we always make time for each other. So if she was home for a week, she'd be like, right, what day are we going to go and grab some dinner?
Yeah.
And it just like that kind of friendship. And it's like very supportive, you know?
Something that I mean, I've stalked her on Instagram for a while. Little stalk, probably wrong word for that.
Camera assassins out.
But something that really impresses about her is her versatility.
Yeah.
Like, she does it all. I remember like the first video I saw was like, it's probably about 6 months after I started dancing, was her in an LA class doing like a locking combo. Can't remember the choreographer.
Tony Bellissimo's probably.
Right. And I just thought, she's sick.
Yeah.
And then I just kept on, yeah, watching, and she's just, yeah, her versatility.
And like she's an incredible dancer, like, hands down. But what's so dope is that she's an incredible dancer and she's a dope teacher. Like, the way she delivered information yesterday, like,
and
even
she watches and observes.
And she watches, like, I saw her, like, she gave Ella Goodwin feedback, like, every time she danced. She was giving Connor loads of feedback. Kai, like, she was constantly looking to help people improve. And to me, that's like, you know, that's a teacher. And in that setting, it's so hard to do because, you know, it's your first time seeing them. Like, you're judging them off 4/8s or whatever they've learned, 8/8s in the space of a short amount of time. But the fact that she's like, can find details to fix people's like habits and stuff like that from the get go, I was like, she really cares.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And do you know what's nuts, bro? Is like, she teaches at base and her classes aren't busy.
Do you think that's, I mean, I don't know.
She has like 15, 20 people, right, which is good, but like some classes are sold out with like 80 people in, and like they're good classes. But like, to me, she's like, she's a unicorn. Like, she's so fucking good. Like, how is her class not?
Why do you think that is?
Because I think dancers have, we like instant gratification, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people like being able to take class and get it and be able to perform it at the end. Back. Whereas like, yesterday, like, we were kind of speaking about it earlier, like, you know, I'm 10 years into my professional dance career and I was fucking up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so you don't get that instant gratification because we're all hanging on for dear life and we're flaming left, right and center. Like, it's, you've got to, there's only a certain kind of dancer that can enjoy that. You know, most dancers want to be able to learn a combo, dance it at the end, feel like they're a fucking superstar and they've roasted it. Hopefully get it filmed and put it out online on their Instagram to get loads of followers. Like, and but Alex doesn't film class.
No.
She doesn't get a videographer in and do group combos. Like, that's not what she's about. She's about teaching. You know?
Yeah.
And she's not gonna teach you an easy 4/8s and let you feel good about yourself. She's gonna give you some tough shit so you improve, so you're challenged, so you have to step up to the plate.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, something I noticed about her class yesterday was like the musicality. like, dude, so precise.
Like, she was, like, she is the music. Yeah, yeah. Like, so she taught Nobody by Neo. It's on her Instagram, dancing with Tobias Ellerhammer, who's also incredible. Mm-hmm. But, like, it just felt like I was watching the music. You know what I mean? Yeah. And to me, that's what I like with choreography. I'm like, I want to see the song. Mm. And it felt like that, right? It didn't feel like that when I was dancing it because I was hanging on for dear life. But when I watched her, that's what I was like, oh, that's what I need to get it to feel like.
Yeah. No, she's sick.
She's super dope. So yeah, go and fucking take Alex Schoendorf's class. She's a beast.
Does she teach regularly?
Bass.
Yeah.
At Tuesdays at...
Ooh, here we go.
8:30 p.m.
Whilst we're talking about it.
Maybe 8 p.m. 8:30 or 8. The only annoying thing is it's at the same time as John's. But I think it's not John's forever slot. Like, it's well, least... Yeah.
I didn't get that. Could you try again?
Yep. That was...
That's what I reckoned.
Let's go, Siri.
Siri coming out of nowhere.
Siri coming out of nowhere. Wow. First time doing that, bad boy. No, but she's super dope. But she teaches on a Tuesday. She's teaching on a Saturday in the evening. But that's a tough slot. Like, no one's taking class on a Saturday night.
No.
Everyone's either working in a nightclub, go-go dancing in a Speedo. Or a G-string, or they're out partying. But Tuesday nights, go and train. I promise you'll be the best £11, £12, whatever it is that you spend. Like,
yeah, she doesn't just teach combo. She teaches how. Not just what. She teaches,
teaches skills.
Yeah.
She absolutely doesn't teach steps. She teaches skills. Like, that stuff carries over.
Like, the way she was talking about, like, the intricacy of, like, what hand positions.
Like,
create a different feel and stuff.
Super dope.
Yeah.
Super things that people don't talk about. They just go, here's the steps. Try and kill it. You know what I mean? Was I right? Is it 8:30?
I'm just fine. I'm in the wrong Bass Studios.
Bass Studios, London. Timetable. Tuesday. If it's 8:30, I'll be so fucking happy I've nailed this. That means I'm a good friend. I've covered it enough times that I should know.
Right. I'll find this in a minute.
We'll figure it out. But anyway, it's there. Go and train. Yeah, man. So that was dope. And it was really nice to see, like, some of the students, like, step out of their comfort zone and, like, commit to the challenge of her stuff. Like, even though they're used to mine, and I guess me and Alex have similar inspirations, but, like, they have me all the time, so they're used to me. You know what I mean? They're used to how I teach, or they're used to how I roll, and they can relax in front of me.
Yeah.
But in front of her, to have that same composure.
8:30 to 9:55.
8:30 to 9:55. Would 11... Oh, I overpriced it. But, so there you go. You even better win. You've won. You got a pound off. Yeah, so go and train. She's incredible. Incredible.
Did anyone stand out to you from your students yesterday?
In that class?
Mm-hmm. One comes to my mind.
There was two which really surprised. Well, no. One which, like, was incredible. And L. Taylor, like, a.k.a. Purple Pants. That's what Alex just went. Alex went, she looked at me, she went, Purple Pants? Jeez! Like that. And I went, right? Like, she killed. Sick. She's dope. We'll put an Instagram link on the page somewhere or a thing so you can go and check her out. She smashed it. And then Lau. Like,
yeah.
Like, Lau, I've only been teaching him for like a month, just over, never met him before. Like, he did a dope job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a really nice job. Like, everyone did a good job. But, you know, L was stage ready. And then, like, Lau was like my surprise, like, where I went, oh shit. Like, look at that. Yeah.
The person who impressed me was Neve, I think it was.
Neve. Yeah, Neve Ranson. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just like from when I last saw her dance to this time, there was like so much more texture and like groove.
Yeah, she had some confidence going into day.
Yeah, yeah. No, she stood out to me.
Yeah, she did actually do really well. See how I was like, Neve? Yeah, Neve Ranson, yeah, she did. She smashed it. Real good job. Like lots of like talent in the room.
Mm.
Like lots of potential.
And again, going back to what I was saying earlier, like who you attract are people who generally want it. Like they don't have to be there because it's part of their like college timetable. It's they're doing it above and beyond.
Yeah, yeah. They're there because they want intense training. And what's also dope is that Elle.
Yeah, she's dope. Maybe we'll bring her up later.
She smashes it. We will show some footage today, but unfortunately, we can't play audio because of copyright laws and we'll get shut down on episode one, and that'll be a good start to the show. But nah, man, she fucking killed it. Loads of them. I was super impressed with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I found challenging is, because obviously Alex is there, I want to learn, I want to train, I still train as a dancer. It was so hard turning off like my brain as like teacher, like Kane, to be student Kane. So like, even though I'm like trying to pick up the combo and stuff, I was constantly watching everyone to see how they're doing. And then I'd be like, I've missed like an 8 count. Like, I have no idea what's going on. I'm sure it's the same for you because you were filming. You were running back and forth from dancing and filming and shit. So even the same to you, I remember at one point you come over and you're like, what's happened? And even I was like, I think it's something like this. Like, because I wasn't paying any attention either.
No. It's, yeah, it's hard when you're on two mindsets. Like, you just got to be in it in classes, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, you know, you go to class to learn, but we weren't there to learn. We're working. But we're trying to learn at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like...
You're like 50% on both sides, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And like trying to make sure just everything's going smoothly and making sure no one's like looking around the room to make sure no one's having a meltdown that is too challenging, or like just all those little things, figuring out people as well that maybe are new that you don't know. Like, how are they handling this? And they'd be like, oh shit, I've missed the first 8 count.
Did you know, like, as you were looking around, did you notice anyone, like, did you feel everyone was like super confident?
I feel like there was people definitely out of their comfort zones, but I feel like they handled it really well.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And that's the thing. I think when you sign up to something like this, like, you're signing up knowing that you're going to struggle, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's change the scenario. Let's say you're an out of shape person who's not very fit and you go to a boot camp fitness class. You know that it's going to be fucking hard, right?
Yeah.
You're going there because you want to progress. You're going there because you want to, let's say, lose weight or get healthier or get fitter. You know that you're going to feel that struggle. And like, when you, so like, let's talk about like kind of transfers over, but let's say like a shit PT will just make sure that you feel a certain way. They'll make sure that like if you've sweat, that means you've done something really good, or if you've worked really hard, like if you're exhausted and battered and broken, or you're aching the next day, that for some reason generates to someone that doesn't understand health and fitness very well that you've worked hard, you've done a good job. But knowing health and fitness really well, we know that you've overtrained them and done too much, because they should be able to do it again tomorrow. They don't want to be broken.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they want to be able to have a bit of pain, maybe a bit, a little ache, a little feeling of something there, but you don't want to be dead.
And that's super common in my industry.
So common. Like,
it's like the first session, PTs will
beat you. So they go, that was so, gotta go back.
And they never come back.
No, because they never want to feel that broken again. But in dance, people don't want that. People want to go and they want it to feel good and they want to get it and they want it to feel nice and easy. Yeah. They don't want to feel broken and defeated. They don't want to feel challenged and struggled.
It's true. Like, dance isn't just physical. It's so mental as well.
Like, yeah.
Like, you're battling insecurities and like being on show the whole time. It's
So when people come to the program, I feel like I feel like I make it quite clear on day one that like, this is what you signed up for. If you're struggling and you feel like you're shit, that's okay. That's what you're here for. Like, the what we want to know is that at the end of every week, there's progression from that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and by the end of the 4 weeks, you feel more accomplished, or you can accomplish more things, or you've learned skills that carry over into other stuff more than you had them when you first came.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you think with the rise of social media, that's starting to change in terms of, like, when you were, like, main training, do you think... people, you were better at getting out of their comfort zone versus now?
Yeah, well, you weren't doing what's like hype. You weren't doing what people like speaking to Alex yesterday, she made a great point. Like, you weren't doing like the things that people thought were cool. Mm-hmm. You were just doing what you knew. Because like, I don't know, when I went to Pineapple, I couldn't be like, oh, Xavi's teaching, let's look up Xavi. It'd be like, let's try that. Yeah. It says Xavi Hip Hop at 4 o'clock. Let's give it a go. Like, and then I got to make my own decision after the class if I liked it. Mm-hmm. Whereas now, because of social media, we can just be like, oh my God, that class is packed and he's got loads of followers. Let's go to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas like, you could look at like, say like, there's a guy called Dams who teaches like lock-in. Like, he hasn't got loads of followers. And his classes, he's on tour now, but his classes weren't super busy. But I know that that'd be a dope lock-in class to go and take.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But instead, you might go and take someone who has more followers and shit like that. So I feel like you're attracted to the numbers as opposed to the like.
Do you find people are less, what's the question I'm looking for? Less willing to get out of their comfort zone now?
I think it depends on the person. I think if you're really taking shit seriously, like, you'll get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a few people I know, like, who are always willing to step out their comfort zone. Like, not lots, but a few. But I didn't, I never liked stepping out of my comfort zone. I didn't like doing it.
You just did it
because... I just did it, but I also did it because it was like, at the time, jazz funk, which I don't really enjoy dancing whatsoever, I don't really connect to it, was the thing you needed to do to become like a working dancer. Mm-hmm. So I had to do it because I wanted to be a working dancer. There was no ifs or buts, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you just, you switch it up and you figure it out. I guess.
Yeah.
I guess, if that answers that. But yeah, the ins and outs training program, Sunday was a beast. Amazing. Alex Schoendorf, please go and check her out. And plug it. If you want to come and do it, hit me up on Instagram. The next one starts November the 14th, I think. It's the second Sunday in November.
15th. No, sorry, chum shit,
14. Yes, I'm killing times and dates today. You'd think I was prepared. Yeah, and it's 4 weeks. We'll finish on the first week in December. And it's £80 for 4 weeks.
It's such good value for money.
Like, it's such good.
3 hours every
3 hours for £20. You get a guest teacher. You get video footage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, at the end of the last Sunday we film.
Like, yeah. Don't mean to blow my own trumpet, but it's a pretty good fucking deal. So come and train. Especially if you're local.
Well, it's worth travelling for as well, again, for that sort of
thing. Yeah, well, we had a guy travel from London for this one.
Did you?
Yeah, he travels from London, which is super dope.
And again, I think the thing is, because it's over the course of 4 weeks, the development's there versus just one session.
And bouncing.
There's such a difference between week one and week four and your ability of, like, anything from group. And I think, like, what separates you from a lot of other just classes is you do drills.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, we work on different stuff, so like we'll do an hour warm-up, but it's not like a warm-up like star jumps on the fucking spot.
It's a fucking killer.
like it's drills. It's things which carry across. It's technical stuff which carry across into improving the quality of our movement and understanding of dance, as opposed to just like getting your body warm, which so many people be like, I don't know, do some burpees or some shit, get your body warm. And it's like, there's no carryover. Like, that doesn't carry over into how they're going to execute a step later on.
Like, I was talking to Alex on the way home, I was giving a lift. And she was saying...
Alex, not teacher Alex.
Sorry,
student
teacher,
Alex.
Student Alex, yeah. She was saying how impactful she finds the drills because she then knows how to do it when it comes into the choreo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a big eye-opener for her because she's never taken your sort of style of classes
before. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's thoroughly enjoying it.
That's dope. Mm. Yeah, man. So I wish we could do like a... I wish we could be at a place where we'd be like, come and have a trial class. You know, and then like, see if you like it. Maybe one day we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah. How was your weekend?
Good, man.
You did a photo shoot this weekend.
I didn't actually.
Oh.
No, he cancelled it. COVID and all the rest of the malarkey. But yeah, did a couple of photo shoots throughout the week and stuff, which is going well. Enjoying it. It's
Gibson Media.
Gibson Media, shout out. and yeah, I think Saturday I was just prepping for this, making sure I knew what the fuck I was doing. Again, day before, we love to see it.
COVID.
I actually had a day off yesterday.
Wow.
First time in like 3 months.
Well, you didn't.
Well, I didn't.
Because you come and work for me. But
no, not yesterday, sorry. Saturday.
You didn't. You come and filmed yesterday.
Yeah, Saturday I had most of a day off, apart from doing a little bit of tech stuff. Yeah, that was my first day off.
How was that? Needed.
Needed.
Yeah, you were miserable as fuck last week.
I was miserable as fuck last week. I was fucking exhausted, dude.
I could just tell. I looked at you and you just looked defeated inside. I kept hugging you, going, are you okay?
Hold me.
Hold there. Hold me. Are you okay? Yeah. So, good weekend then.
Mm.
Yeah, me too.
Chill.
Yeah. It's a very special day today. So, today obviously is the first... Words help, Kane. The first, like, YouTube, I guess, video version of the podcast we've done. And we're teaming up. So, in 2012, just before I moved to LA, I was doing Panto in Stoke. And I bought a pair
of... You did Panto?
Yeah, I love it. It's my favourite thing ever.
Really?
Yeah, so fun.
Can't imagine it.
Yeah, I love it. I was dressed
up. Your videos?
No, I feel like we don't get videos of Panto. Because you don't sit in a theatre and film.
No.
I was a really good villager.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was a shark.
Can you sing?
Oh, no. Just do this. I'm really good at lip syncing. But yeah, so I did Panto and I was just before I moved to LA and I was earning like some decent money and I was like, I'm going to buy some dope Jordan 11s.
Of course you did.
So I bought these Jordan 11s and they came and they were so like crisp. I was just like, I can't wear them. So I had this thing where I was like, I set it up in my head that I'm going to take them to LA. And when I book my dream job, that's when I'm going to wear them. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a big deal. And I never wore them. So it was like, what, 2012? No. So I put them on twice. I put them on my feet twice in my apartment. Right. But I never stepped outside with them on. Because every time I got to the door, I'd be like, nah, like this ain't the one. This ain't the one. And the one of them was a Meghan Trainor music video. I was like, this is pretty fucking cool. Like, I'm going to wear these. Didn't do it. And then the other one, which is one of my dream jobs, but it just didn't feel right. And it was Dancing with the Stars for Mark Ballas. And I remember being like, oh, dude, when I booked it, I was fucking the happiest you could imagine. I was over the moon. I was broke. I was living in LA and I'm about to dance on the biggest, like, dance show on planet Earth. Like, and I was like, this is the one. This is the one. So I woke up that morning to go to shoot, like to go to set. Didn't wear it for rehearsals, not dancing in them, you know, but just to wear it to the set. Put them on. Got to the end of my front door and I was like, oh.
What was it about these shoes that were so special?
I don't know. I just had this thing where I was like, I wanted them to mean something.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wanted
it. Not meaning something getting dream jobs though.
Yeah, yeah, it was, but it just never ever felt like the right one. I felt like I held them to such a high standard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was not the right one. So.
It's like a symbol of success.
It was kind of like a reward to myself. It was like putting like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like I'd won an award for myself or some shit. Even though I'd already bought them and they've been sat in my cupboard in the box. Like, do you know what I mean? So then I come home from LA, got them shipped back, because I left all my stuff there, got them shipped back, didn't get a lot of shit back, just a few things, told my friend David to sell everything else, just send me the shoes and a few other like things which meant stuff. So got back, kept the shoes, and I've had them ever since, and I've never worn them outside.
Glass cabinet or something.
They were still in the original box and stuff, and then I was like, do you know what, I'm just going to sell them because they're worth quite a lot of money, and they just never sold, so they've been sat there. And I was like, fuck, I've got these shoes. Like, they're worth quite a lot of money. Never sold them. Like, never got to wear them for my dream job. So, it's a special day. And today is the day that we're wearing the Jordan 11 2012
Threads. So, you've saved it for this moment.
This is the first time I've ever worn them outside.
I feel honored.
Because to me, this is like a super big deal. I was like... It's a proud moment, it's an exciting moment, it's a special occasion. And I feel like it feels like that because this isn't somebody else's. You know, like a lot of time, like, even though I'm self-employed, I'm working for someone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm teaching for someone else, or I'm performing myself, so I'm building someone else's product, building someone else's brand. And there feels something super special about like us working together and building something of ours. Mm-hmm. And this being like this is our monumental, like, this is our baby and this is gonna succeed. So I was like, fuck it. Today's the day. So we got them all, man.
This brings me on to a question. Now.
They are crispy though, right?
They are nice.
They're super fly. All the girls say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Dun, dun, dun.
You do kicks of the day every day on Instagram?
Not every day, because if I'm wearing shit ones, I don't do it. But quite a lot of the days.
So I'm sure there's a lot of your followers who want to know, how many pairs of trainers have you got?
I don't know. I threw like 6 pairs out the other week. They were just all a bit beaten up. I don't know. I don't know how many I have. I have not counted. I've got rid of a lot, like, over the past, like, 4 or 5 years. But I've also bought a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've probably bought.
Bought a lot. But I don't know.
Ballpark figure.
Only probably, like, 15, 20.
Oh, okay.
Not too bad.
Not too bad. And
like,
how many hats?
Again, I've thrown loads out over the past few weeks. Probably, like, 10, 12. But I wear, like, the same 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I've got three Brooklyn hats. I've got 3 of the same hat. I've got 2 of these. I've had this hat like 4 times.
Right.
I just buy the same one because I'm like, that's the one that works. That's the one I like.
I've got a Jordan's hat as well, and nothing tops it.
Yeah.
Nothing tops it. There's something about the shape and the way it sits on your head. It's just like
perfect. I wear my Brooklyn hat so much, I think that people are like, he's dirty always the same hat. But it's not. I've got like a dance one and a normal one. And then the little kids I teach on a Saturday, they either call me Cappy. Because I always wear a hat. They go, Cappy, Cappy. They're like 10. Or they call me Brooklyn. They go, Mr. Brooklyn.
That's quite cool, actually. I quite like that.
I was like, I'll take that.
Absolutely.
I'll take that. But yeah, so that's why I do. I love kicks, man. I love trainers. There's something about like, so like, I can wear like a Primark t-shirt, a Primark jeans, Like, as long as I feel like you can pimp an outfit with a good pair of trainers and a good hat. Mm-hmm. Like, top and bottom and then everything in between, you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you've got, like, some dope outfit on and a pair of Skechers, like, you've ruined it.
Yeah. Shoes make it. Except it's almost like an accessory.
Yeah, but it's, like, the foundation, yeah, right? Yeah. It's the part that's making you move.
Ground up.
It's ground up. But speaking of trainers, and it's a special occasion, I'm just going to pop off camera a second.
Oh, what have you done?
I thought, you know...
I had a feeling you were going to say ask my shoes.
It only feels right to get you some J's. So, obviously, I met you dancing. We dance together a lot. So I felt like I have to get you... And for people that don't know, I always rave on about like how there's a certain pair of Jordans that are like magical to dance in.
Right.
And they're really hard to get. Like, you can't buy them brand new.
Grab your...
So, it felt like it was only right to get you some. So you get your own...
Mate.
Dance... Jordan Eclipses. So at the moment I'm dancing in Reeboks because I can't find the pair of Eclipses that I like, but I did find the pair and I thought you needed to rep them because...
Legend. Are you sure?
Yeah, bro.
Mate, they're going straight on after this.
No doubt. But to me, they are the best dance shoe in the entire world.
I always try and find things that are quite...
They're light. Exactly like that. They're light, but they're like, there's enough padding on the bottom, but there's no crazy heel.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're not going to like roll your ankle or some shit because there's a platform.
Mate, I'm so excited. You're on your bed though. You shouldn't have done that.
Nah, bro.
Love you.
It's a special day.
Special day indeed.
Oh, and mate, now you have no reason that you can't dance because you've got the best dance shoes in the world.
Absolutely.
When I teach someone, if they've got Jordans on, I'll go up to them and be like, it's like they get extra credit just for wearing Jordans. I'm like... good shoes. And then if they're shit and they've got Jordans on, I'm always like, don't blame the shoes. Like,
no,
you need to figure this out.
Do you know what? Like, I always struggle with shoes because of exactly that. If they've got too much heel, like, I don't like them. And like, I don't know. I've literally been thinking, all right, I need to buy the perfect pair of dance trainers.
Uh-huh.
So you read my mind.
Pal, enjoy, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Have you got any other Jordans?
I don't.
Oh, because I was contemplating, I didn't know what to get you, and I was just like, do you know what? It feels like, because I rave about them. To me, they're like, I've got loads of Jordans, but I don't dance in any of them except for them.
Right.
The Eclipses are the ones.
Yeah, I can see why. Mate.
Ooh. Like a little ninja. And obviously, you're the camera ninja, isn't it? So now you got ninja shoes.
Ninja shoes.
Yeah, so yeah, welcome to the J-Fam.
Mate.
J-Fam. So much. No, thank you. Much appreciated. As are you. On to the next topic of the day. So recently, really cool, I got to do a cool job, which we've not really spoke about.
No, we keep going.
Talk about something on the show. So I just did a, which is really shit because I can't say what it's for.
Gotcha. But can you explain the process?
Yeah, of course. So it's like a motion capture for a computer game. So I can't give you the computer game, but it's for a computer game. And I've never done motion capture before. So they asked me to do this job and it pays really well. I was like, fuck yeah, cool, I'll do it. Like, work with a guy called Del Mac. Never worked with him before. Creative director, choreographer. Yeah. Bring him up on Insta. Find him on Insta if you want. Del Mac.
No, I want to bring up your gimp suit.
Oh, have you got it? And so I went in, like, super cool group of people to work with. There was four dancers, choreographer and his assistant, Laura. Yeah, man, it was super chill. We learned 87,000 versions of one chorus, and every time we come back for a different rehearsal, he'd be like, there's changes to it. So I used to say to him that he changed it so much that the new rule was every time he changed the chorus, he had to play, we're gonna make a change. So he played it every single time. Yeah. And, yeah, man, but it was a super fun experience. And like, so I'd never worked with Dal, but he's one of these people, like, I've worked with loads of choreographers, but I've never worked with, not one, but I haven't worked with many that have his kind of banter. Right. Like, he could really have banter. Like, and you know me, like, I'm the class clown. Like, oh, look at that. Look at them spots. We'll explain that now. But I'm kind of the class clown. So my intention in a rehearsal is to have a good time and try and make everyone laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people don't like that because it's like a work environment. Yeah, gotta be sensible and serious. And I'm like, yeah, but this is also our hobby and it's fun. So let's have fun. and he was so down. So like we did this one bit, it was like a little breaking thing. I had to do an L kick and he's like, oh, my L kick's better. I was like, come on then, B-Boy Dell. So I was calling him B-Boy Dell. And then he was doing some like girly like section, like using his hips. And I was going, ooh, your girl, your name's Delisha, like that. And he like, just, he would play on it. So then all the whole time, it became like a word game. Mm-hmm. So everything he did, I'd have to put his name in it. Right. Gotcha. Yeah, so yeah. Then we'd be like, he'd do another, like another girly section. I'd be like, ooh, that's delicious, like that. And he's laughing, and then like we would be like, do it again, you got it wrong. And I'd be like, we're his delinquents. Like just all these different things, and it was so fun. And then he'd be like, oh, we're gonna change that bit, we're not gonna use that anymore. And I'd be like, oh, it's been deleted. Like just all this different shit. And dude, like, he was genuinely so fun to work for.
Yeah,
like, yeah. And there's something about that, man, like just made you feel like no pressure. Like, it's just, we're all here to do a job. We can have a good time as long as the job gets done. But, like, we really had a good time.
Is that quite rare?
Yeah, I feel like, and there's probably quite a few reasons why that's rare. Sometimes maybe the choreographer's under high pressure or stress.
Pressure from top
dogs. Yeah, and, you know, coming from the top dogs. So, you know, I get it. And shit gets changed 24/7. And for a choreographer, that's a lot to deal with, like, if you've spent all this time prepping something and then you go there and they change it 17 times just before you go, you know, that's stress for them. They don't want Kane making fucking jokes in the corner, like, about, like, what you look like, or giving you stupid names, like, giving you nicknames to make everyone laugh. And then normally it's me taking the piss out of you or someone. Like, I don't just say jokes, I take the piss out of people, you know? So I get it. But he was super good with it. Super good. But yeah, a lot of people, you know, they're under pressure, they're under stress. Sometimes maybe they're not sure of what they're doing. Sometimes maybe they're not confident in what they're doing, so they don't want to joke around, they just want to get it done. A huge thing is normally you're on a time scale. So normally you have so much to do in such a little amount of time, so they don't have time to have fun because they're fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
But with this, we had a lot of time. So we did like 1 week, we rehearsed Monday. We rehearsed Tuesday, Thursday. The week after, we rehearsed Monday, Wednesday. And then we shot on the Monday, Tuesday. So lots of days in between, because the company that we're working for was in China. Right. So they had to send footage of what we'd done so they could approve it. They had a lot of time to come up with changes and stuff, because it's not just like, yeah, we're going to shoot that and the world's going to see it. They've got to make us into computer game characters because it's motion capture.
Yeah.
So like a lot of time going back and forth. But so we had a lot of time, and it was only like two numbers. Like I had a solo, everyone had a solo, and then we had a group number. But like, it was all those changes to stuff to make sure it works with the character suits, make sure like how I walk on a specific section matches the character of who I'm playing.
Right.
Like things like that. So I couldn't be Kane. I had to be this character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was super cool. Like I've never done anything like that. And then when we get to set, we were at like one of Pinewood Studios in Uxbridge. And it's where they've shot like all these films and stuff. So they've got like a Harry Potter poster on the wall, like an Avengers one. It's where they do motion capture for a lot of films.
Right.
And like, I've never done motion capture. I've just danced for artists, TV shows, all that jazz. And other shit stuff. Really shit stuff. But some really good stuff.
We'll have to dive into those next time.
But the motion capture thing was super cool. So we put on this weird grey like skin suit thing. And it's got all these like balls with dots on it. And like, this is really cool, because this has got like, the room you're in is huge. Like, and it's an empty room. No one's allowed on it but the people in the suits. And these little balls are picked up by all these little infrared cameras.
Right.
And then what they do is they've got all these screens around, and the screen and different cameras. So they're shooting me on all different angles, so I can see every angle of myself on this screen. But then I can also see what's being generated, so I can see the computer character.
Yeah.
So like, so when I'm doing like pretending to wave and be the robot, I can see a computer character doing what I'm doing.
And did it match?
Yeah, fucking dope, bro. It was so clever. But it was like, and then all these little dots on my face, like, so I had to dance it as well with a webcam, like by here. I kept saying like, this is like the future for cam girls. Like, do you know what I mean? Or the future podcast, like I can just do this and the camera would like be in your face. Yeah. So the camera would be here.
And frame that
cable. Yeah, so it'd be that frame around my head.
I think you sent one of those.
And then, maybe I did. And so all those dots, when my face, like when I spoke, I had to lip sync the words of the computer character of the song that we were kind of dancing and performing to, because the character's meant to be singing and dancing this song. So that picks up my face motion to turn it into the computer character's face. You know what I mean? Yeah, so the computer character will be everything my face did, but...
Because you had the black dots, yeah.
Because of the black dots, but it'll be the computer character's face. And bro, it was so freaking clever. I was like, this is the one. And they must spend so much money on it. And like, they were letting me play with like the props. So like the guns they use for different stuff. And it was like, some of them felt like real guns. And I was like, yo, this is nuts. And they're like, here's a cheap one that we let people use. It's like £100. And then this is a good one. Like, we don't let everyone, we don't give this to stuntmen. We only give this to the actors. Because the stuntmen always throw their shit and it'll break it. And then they gave me a gun, which was like £1,500.
Really?
Like, and it's basically like a real gun with nothing, nothing working.
Yeah.
Like, and it was fucking nuts. I was like, this is cool. And then they had to create a section with a car. So like, they had to make Ashley, one of the dancers, shout out to Ashley, be in a car.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to do his thing in a car, and that was a bit, I can't still give too much.
Infrared.
Yeah, all this infrared stuff, and he had to be in a car. But they didn't have a car. So they're like, okay, we're going to make a car. And I'm thinking, how the fuck are these fools going to make a car? Dude, they got a box on the floor. He sat on a box, and then they marked like other boxes around him, like, and made like a metal frame.
Right.
But it's not a car, it's just like poles going from one box to another. And then he held a fake steering wheel, so his hand positions never changed. So I'm looking at him thinking, what the, this is going to look like shit. And I look on the screen, bro, and he's in a convertible.
That's so mad. It's sick what they can do, like.
Like, that's crazy. And the only reason he had a real steering wheel is so his hand position looked real.
So,
it didn't, didn't change. And I was like, yo, like, this is the future. Like, they're never going to hire 20 dancers again at one point. They're just going to need one. And they're going to, like,
duplicate
it.
But they did that. I can't remember what it was. I think it was a League of Legends finals or some shit. They put like dancers on stage through like hologram or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was exactly what you did. They got up in gimp suits with dots on it, danced it, and then they project them onto a set. I can't remember the exact ins and outs.
Hey.
But
the exact ins and outs. No, but it was fucking cool, and they did it on Michael Jackson as well. They did it on This Is It, I'm sure they did, where they had the guys in the suits, and then on the screen behind, like, there's like millions of them. I did it on Dance Dance Dance, like, they green screened us and duplicated us, but they shot me like in a suit, but the infrared dots to make me like a different character. Like, even I was a different, like, not a different race, but like, I was from a different country. Like, the character I'm playing looks nothing like me.
It's just your physique.
It's just my physique.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like...
Do the dots have to be placed specifically?
Yes.
I was going
to
say
And
that.
That's what's cool. So every time I accidentally moved one, they'd have to come and reset. Or like, the ones on my face took ages. So if they weren't symmetrical or in the right positions on your jawline, they wouldn't pick up the capture properly.
Right.
So and like,
to measure every single
And if I sweat, if I sweat and one rubs, they have to come and draw it on again.
Mad.
Like,
how long did the prep take? Like, putting
all
the dots on.
The dots on my face took ages because the guy kept, like, not messing up, but, like, he'd do it and they'd be, like, more accurate, like, more on his jawline.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Because it's not the same for everyone because everyone has different bone structure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, me and you would have very different position of our dots. And then on your body, like, I thought they'd have everything symmetrical, but they don't. Like, it was, some of it was symmetrical. And then there'd be, like, there'd be one on my knee and one on my calf on the other. Like, so on my knee on one leg, on my calf on the other. I don't know why that is, but
well,
like,
I would have thought it'd be like where the joints meet and
Well, but then they don't get all the movement of the whole leg, right? So it was just on your joint and just on your foot. Like, they don't get to pick up what anything in between does.
I would have thought it would have matched up.
Figured it out, right? I don't know. It was weird. And then I had them on my fingers. So I had it on like these fingers.
Was it hard to dance in? Because obviously you can't knock the balls off or whatever.
The first like 10, 20 minutes, yeah. Dancing with the camera in my face is the hardest thing in the world, dude. Boom. What's up, party people? You know one of the worst things about being a self-employed performer? That's right, it's your tax. If you're sick and tired of collecting all your receipts and guessing your way through your tax rebate, well, I know the people that can remove the stress and make it as simple as 5678. That's right, it's Theat Accounts. They're an accounting company that specialize in working with performers, so they know all the things that we can claim back. And it's so simple. You upload your invoices and bank statements to their website, and they do all the work for you. It's cheap, it's easy, and once you try it, I guarantee you will not regret it. It has changed my tax life. just email info@theatreaccounts.co.uk. That's theatre, T-H-E-A-T, accounts. So again, that's info@theatreaccounts.co.uk. Make sure you tell them you're from the Ins and Outs podcast and you'll get some five-star VIP treatment. You will get treated like a king. Honestly, they've changed my life. They've made it so much easier. They've removed the stress from tax and they can do the same for you. Boom. So basically I had the thing on my face. I was dancing and I kept hitting it. But every time I hit it, we had to redo it because then the camera would shake and it wouldn't pick up the dots on my face. Right. Otherwise, if you think the character's face is going to fucking glitch out. So yeah, that was challenging. But dude, it was such a good atmosphere. We got treated so well. I can't recall a time where I've been treated so well as a dancer. Mm. Like that was like for breakfast, we got there and they ordered us prep delivery. Like, what do you want? Delivery for prep. And then for lunch, they ordered us Wagamamas. Like, and normally it's like...
Do you think it's because you were the sole...
Talent. They were calling us the actors. Right. They were like, do you want to grab the actors? And I was like, I'm an actor. I'm an actor today. Yeah, something cool. Like, super long days. And like, to be honest, that's why I hate doing like music videos. Because they're such long days and you kind of get treated like shit most of the time.
Right.
You'd be like, again, cut, again, again. And then you sit around for 12 hours. And then they go, get up, go full out, go again. Like... Do you mean?
Energy levels must be spiked.
Oh, and it's just stress. Yeah, and it's just a lot. But like this, dude, it was chill. You sit on nice sofas. There's coffee at your disposable. Like they got snacks. Like they order you food. I was like, this is the life. I could get fat doing this. Like, don't keep these coming. So yeah, man. Super dope job.
Mm.
Super grateful. And when it's
interesting to see the final product.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're gonna have a viewing party. Like.
What, you and the
other us and the other talent, the other dancers,
the actors,
the other actors, and then once it's out, we can talk about it on here, and we'll bring it up and show everyone what it was because it was fucking cool, man. It was a dope experience, first time doing it in 10 years as well. So there's not many firsts anymore.
It's a very new thing, isn't it? Like again, I've seen like one or two sets with this kind of idea before.
Mm.
So again, it would be interesting to see how much it follows over. Like, will more people be doing this?
Yeah, maybe. It was fucking cool, though.
Mm.
That's for sure.
Right, should we bring up Class of the Week?
Yeah, so we're going to do two segments every week to highlight, I guess, talent within our industry, whether it be, you know, in the UK or abroad or whatever. And the first segment is, we're trying to figure out, I don't know if it's going to be Class of the Week or Video of the Week, because sometimes I might not want to highlight, it might not be class footage, it just might be like a cool concept video. So we're going to bring up one every week. You guys, as viewers or listeners, more than welcome to submit them to us. Send us ones that you think are good. That'll help us. And we're going to pick one every week of each category. And I guess highlight it to give them a bit of exposure and help them promote themselves, right? And show some love back to the community. Because I feel like, hey.
It's a dance podcast.
Yeah, it is. So the video of the week, I guess you could say it's class of the week because it was a class, but it's our video of the week is by Aaron Bryant and Poppy Stribley. Wow, Stribley. Really cool thing is, I taught both of these at college.
Did you?
Yeah, I've known Aaron since I was. Yeah, both ex-Wilkes students. Now they both teach at Wilkes. They're super talented. Aaron's like killing it in the dance game and Poppy's just like getting into her stride. She's really, really good choreographer though. They both are. They make lovely choreo. And Aaron, funnily enough, was at the Panto and he was like a little kid.
Mm.
Like he was a juve, probably like 13 when I bought these Jordans.
Oh.
Yeah, right, and he used to stay around my flat like when we were doing Panto because he wanted to hang out with the cool boys, the older ones, and he'd ask his mum. So like me and him go way back. So this is like seeing him like come into like his stride is super dope. And they've got a company called AP Tutorials and they do online dance classes where you can learn their combos, like, which is fucking super dope. And they're really talented. And I've had them on the podcast before. If you haven't listened, it was probably like 8 episodes ago, maybe. So we can't show the audio. We can't hear it, but we can watch it. So let's give them some love.
A lot of people there,
no? Yeah, class. Busy class. I kind of like all the people stood either side as well, because it kind of fills the room. Because that studio feels quite empty sometimes, because it's white and big. Choreo is so nice, because there's so many different moments, like so many different feels within it. You know, like there's grooves, and then there's like details and intricacy, and then there's like a chill moment, and then like there's lots of sharpness.
It just looks like a vibe. Everyone's just enjoying themselves.
Yeah. I wish we could hear the song so everyone could pick it up. Well, but like,
I'll plug it.
We'll put it on the Instagram page. But yeah, like even that, like, looks like such a good time. And you can see like they're all dancing it, and like no one looks stressed. You know what I mean?
So true.
Like no one looks stressed. And I mean, and it's nice because I teach all of these students as well. Like I teach all of these people in the video. So seeing them like do something really well and look so confident and happy. Like look at Noemi on the left. She's loving life. Like look at that, like she's performing and she's smiling, she's having a great time. It looks like a real good time.
What about these two choreographers stand out to you?
You know what's really nice is like, because they choreograph together, and I always think like if you can create with someone, if you find a good partnership, like it's kind of cool, because if it was just all Aaron or all Poppy, maybe you'd have more of the same feel. Like it'd be quite, not samey, but like I know for myself, like
you can tell
I have my, yeah, you can tell it's a king combo.
Yeah.
Like, because you have your tendencies, right? But if you do it with someone, I feel like you're going to bounce back and forth with each other, and like right, she'll bring more feminine stuff to it.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he'll maybe, like I know like all the waves, that'll all be him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then maybe some other moments will be her. Like that hip thing, that was her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like it just brings a nice dynamic because it constantly goes back and forth. Different feels. Nice. Super dope. Like, and I think they're trying to push to be choreographers as well. Like, not just teachers. I think they're going to have a really big, like, big future ahead of them. They're like our UK version of, like, Keown and Mari.
Love Keown and Mari.
Obviously, very, very early stages.
Mm.
But the fact, so in lockdown, what they did was they were teaching, they told me on the podcast that we did, they were teaching like Zoom classes, and their Wi-Fi sucked where right. they live. So people wanted to learn their combos. So they're like, well, let's film and put tutorials up. And they created AP tutorials.
Wicked.
And they created their own little business. They're like 23.
Are they?
Yeah. Like,
so good that
there's something super inspiring about that, especially like at 23, like in early stage of your dance career, to put yourself out there like that, like it's a risk because people are going to have an opinion. People can judge. People can, you know, to be that confident at that age, to be like, I'm going to do this. Like,
well, they've got every right to be confident.
Yeah, for sure. You know? But like, you know, there's a lot of people that have like talent and a lot of people that have the skill, but not a lot of people that have like the balls or the bravery.
Mm-hmm.
Like this isn't free. You know, like it costs money to build a website, it costs money to do marketing, it costs money to do all this shit, get a camera. Like, they've took the risk on themselves, they took the gamble. There's something super inspiring about that, especially at 23.
Yeah, 100%.
And you know, and I said it on the podcast to them, like, they don't have a class at Base. They don't have a popular class somewhere where people go, oh my God, yeah, Aaron and Poppy. Like, this is what they do. Like, they teach at Wilkes, at a college, and they teach at, like, another college. But, like, they don't have a huge demographic, like, say, like, or, like, a huge following. Let's say Alex and Camilla,
mm-hmm.
who teach at Base and sell out Base every week. It makes sense why they do it, because they're established. They already have, there's already a huge demand for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But these are like, you know what? We're going to do it anyway and build a demand. And I'm like, yo, there's some bravery to that. Like, that's super dope. Nice. And they're super talented. I bet money on it that, like, they'll be choreographing jobs in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
They've already done one, but it was, like, some Pizza Express advert or something. But, like, not that that's still a great thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I bet you they'll be doing some big shit eventually. I bet my money on it.
Follow their progress.
_ AP tutorials. Go and check them out. Go and learn some combos, too. And then, yeah, so, and then our other segment is called Booked and Blessed. I know there's an Instagram page called Booked and Blessed, but as dancers, that's what we say, right? Booked and Blessed. And it's not about who is booked and blessed, but we're just calling it Booked and Blessed because we think this person or a specific person is dope and we want to highlight them because we would book them and bless them, I guess. And for our Booked and Blessed, we've chosen Ella Goodwin, who again is someone that I've taught at college. She's an ex-Wilkes Academy student. Only feels right to support my peeps on the first episode, and they've all supported me. And she's super fucking talented. And what's even doper is that it was shot by Jake.
In the studio, which we're right next to.
By the camera ninja.
When you said I was filming, when you sent over the video of Ella, I was like, fuck, I've got royalty in the house. Like, I was a bit nervous. And then when she turned up, she's just the easiest.
She's so cool. She's so nice to work with. I think she's like 24, 25. She might be younger.
But yeah,
she was thrown under the bus.
She was a dream to work with. She knew what she wanted, but she was open to conversation about like how to execute.
Was she easy to work with?
So easy to work with. And like, she's got such a nice energy. Like, she came to obviously your class yesterday, and she just brings such a vibe with her. She's like super happy, super positive, always just like bringing everyone up around her.
Mm.
So yeah, I think she's a bit of a special
person. I love that she's got professional dancer, performer, and then represented by Dancers Inc., Ink Eyes World, MZK, Mass Talent, Coots Agency, Skin London. It's like, oh, this is your business profile. you know what I mean, like straight away, like, this is your business profile and spotlight on there. And this is cool. I like how she's like done this so you can be like it looks very clean and professional.
Yeah,
like mine looks like shit, but like even the color, like you can be like, she's worked for all these artists and for all these things, whereas like most dancers and myself put it in the bio, but I feel like that's kind of cool because now I can go and watch what she's done.
I never actually clocked that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, think, you'd be like, oh, Little Mix, what's that? Click on it. I'm imagining it's going to be a video of her.
Where's it gone?
There.
I can't see on the light
literally. I imagine it's going to be her working for Little Mix. Yeah. Sweet. So I'm guessing that's the gig for Little Mix. Like, that's super clever.
Mm.
Like, that's great. Take notes, peeps. I might even do that.
Absolutely. And then it's like turning your Instagram into a spotlight, isn't it?
Yo, that's super clever. I wonder who told her to do that, or did she just use her initiative?
Don't know, we'll find out. I'm sure she'll message.
I'll ask her. But yeah, let's show the video.
Again, so she's can't show audio, which is sad. But
can't show audio. I believe the choreography is by the infamous Cisco Gomez. So much commitment.
Yeah, that's something that stood out to me straight away. Was she was just in it every take we did. We only did a few takes, but yeah, she was loving life every take.
The one thing which has always been her strength. There's two things which have always been her strength. Like, number one is she's full the fuck out. Like, she's always been that way. Like, since I first taught her in her first year at college, like, she was full out. She was always the person like next to you at the front of class, like trying the most, like trying to learn as much as they can, working their ass off. But she performs everything. Like, so even if she's just learned it, she's trying to sell it. Like, she's performing it from the get-go. Like, she's never just like thinking about it. Everything is like a performance.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, that's more than half our job, right? Like, yeah, to sell shit, to perform it. Like, so much commitment.
Yeah, again, that's something that stood out straight from the get-go. I could not watch her performance.
Yeah.
Like, the movement became second. Do you know what I mean?
She has that thing where, like, she believes, like, she's so committed and she's so confident within her ability and her execution that you think she's dope just by watching her.
Yeah.
Watching her face, she's telling you she's good. You don't even get to make a decision
if
she's good. She's telling you how good she is from the jump.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's no time for you to go, is this good?
Because
straight away from the bang, she's like performing it and you're like, oh, she's in. Like, there's like a star quality to it. Do you know what I mean? Where it's not just about movement.
Boom.
Like, look straight, that walk at the beginning, it's like, I'm in. Like, you got your attention.
Yeah, she demands attention. That's a good way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you're going to watch that person.
Yeah, she's done quite a few jobs now, hasn't she?
Yeah, yeah. She's killing it. She's a beast. And she does, like, I get in the studio with her quite a bit and teach her combos and we film stuff together. Because she's just, again, kind of like Alex Shondoff. Like, she's just so fucking cool to be around. Like, she's not your, like, She don't moan and shit. She's just like, yo, let's train.
Yeah.
Like, let's do shit. If anything, I'm the moaner of the bunch. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm the bitch. And she's like, man up, let's just get on with this shit. I'm like, okay,
she's a worker,
like, yeah, yeah. Like, she messaged me the other day, like, yo, should we train today? And I was like, oh, I've got so much to do, I can't. Like, you know, you're like, oh, I want to, I've let you down. Yeah, she's a beast. Again, huge future. Already killing it, but huge future ahead of her. Shout out to her. So yeah, there are two new segments that we're going to do every week. So if you've got any suggestions that you want to like shoot in, please do. And I guess if anyone has any questions or things they want us to speak about, like, just send it in.
Definitely like, give us comments.
Give us comments, questions. Give us likes. Yeah, man. I feel like we've covered kind of everything for day one.
Day one.
How long we've been going?
I don't actually know.
45 minutes?
45 minutes. An hour.
An hour. Sweet.
Hour and five.
Sweet. Sweet as a nut. Well, my friend.
Pleasure.
Pleasure for the first one.
Yeah, man. Until next week.
Until next week. Guys, please listen on Spotify, Apple Music, all your major podcast platforms. Share the podcast with your friends and your family. Give it a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and Spotify. And follow us, subscribe on YouTube and Instagram. And all the details will be in the bio for wherever you find this of how to follow us in other places. I believe on Instagram, we are at the Ins and Outs Podcast. On YouTube, we are just type in the Ins and Outs Podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Mr. Bull Change. And follow Jake on Instagram at
Gibson_media_.
Peace out. One love. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Peace.